You're on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And on this morning's program, we've got some great music lined up. Music by Rachmaninoff, Strauss, some experimental music on guitar, and yes, of course, the obligatory oboe music. But we're going to start the morning with a classic, music by Bach from his Brandenburg Concertos, which are a collection of six instrumental works presented by Bach to the Ludwig Margrave of Brandenburg back in 1721. Now, they're regarded as one of the finest musical compositions of the Baroque era. And this morning we get a treat. We're going to be hearing them performed on period instruments, and they definitely do the work justice. This is Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with the Lind Consort and Hans Martin Lind conducting.
Thank you.
Such amazing brass sounds on a Sunday morning. That was Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with the Lind Consort and Hans Martin Lind conducting, and they were performing on period instruments.
CITR presents Artists in Our Midst, a free annual art exhibition and sales event at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, with open studio visits at the Roundhouse Exhibit Thursday, April 11th, and open studios April 11th, 13th, and 14th. For more info, go to artistsinourmidst.com.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some beautiful music by Rachmaninoff. His trio Elegique in D minor, Opus 9, was written in memory of Tchaikovsky, and it bears a lot in common to Tchaikovsky's own trio in A minor. Now, Rachmaninoff began writing it in October and completed it in December back in 1893, with its first performance in Moscow on the 31st of January, 1894, with, get this, Rachmaninoff himself playing the piano part. Now, I'd have loved to have been a fly upon the wall just to listen to that performance. Today, we do have another stunning performance, though, the Bukova sisters from Kazakhstan. We're going to be listening to the final Allegro.
Thank you.
Music by André Belou, guitar as orchestra. We heard score with no film and portrait of the guitarist as a young drum.
I will say B, Peru.
I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
And on that note, I have a lot of special people to thank to help everybody that donated and supported Classical Chaos. I want to say a big shout out to the Vancouver Bach Choir, the Vancouver Bach Children's Choir, the Vancouver Symphony, the Vancouver Academy of Music, Vancouver Opera, Musica Intima, the UBC School of Music, which was phenomenal, and Sakura's Records and With a Bullet as well. All great supporters to help us raise our goals this year. But it's time to go back to the music, and it is the time of the show that I get very excited for. Yes, it's oboe music time. This morning, a selection by Strauss. Now, this work was completed after the war in 1945, after a period of very unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing oboist, John Delancey, the principal of the Philadelphia Orchestra, but who Strauss referred to always as the Chicago oboist. Go figure. Now, despite the harsh conditions under which it was written, it is one of Strauss's sunniest works. And this morning we're going to hear a great performance by John Anderson. He's joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. This is the second movement, the Andante.
Thank you.
And that was the second movement and lovely performance by John Anderson on oboe, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting. And that was the Andante from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. And I know you could hear it was going to keep going on, but we only have so little time, so some snippets of oboe this morning. Don't worry about it. We'll get back to more oboe music next week. Now, I'm in a little bit of a cheeky mood and going to just change it up a little bit, and we're going to give it for a hoedown. Here's Bobby McFerrin and cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you.
Some amazing vocal techniques, as you can well have experienced that, as well as the very talented Yo-Yo Ma. He was joined by Bobby McFerrin, and that comes from their CD Hush, and that was A Hoedown. Now we're going to move to a CD that I find so particularly beautiful and haunting. It's a compilation of Japanese melodies. We're going to be hearing Hababe no Uta, which is a seaside boating song, and this is Jean-François Paillard and his chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
a lovely Japanese melody that was Jean-François Perlard and his chamber music orchestra and Hambabe no Yuta. And if you are interested in celebrating all the lovely things that are going on this weekend, including the Cherry Blossom Festival and Sakura Days at Van Dusen Botanical Gardens, I definitely urge you to go by. I was there yesterday. So much fun, so much incredible multicultural experiences. And also you can get yourself an umbrella. And this is part of the World Umbrella Dance, which is coming up next Saturday, April 13th. It's going to be amazing. These are all limited edition umbrellas. It's all choreographed and it's going to be on the front of the art gallery. A great event to take in. We also have some concerts coming up here at UBC. This afternoon you can hear the UBC Opera Ensemble at 2 o'clock at the UBC Botanical Garden. Tickets are only $20. And coming down the week on Monday, the UBC Composers Concert is at 8 o'clock at Barnett Hall. That is free. And you also have another orchestral concert, which is coming up on Tuesday at Barnett Hall, which is also free. So lots of great shows and concerts to look forward to, and we're really blessed at this time of year. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now do stay listening to an amazing show. I'm talking about Worku, a fantastic host with Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. And I'm going to leave you with a little music from Africa, one of my favorites, Miriam Makeba.
Ndiva kahle nje mfowethu indone ngathi niyanxila nje bathi walala mini sohliwa mathamsanqa mama Yeah.